My name's Claire Wright and I am mum to two children. I have a little girl called Charlotte who's 13 months old, and I'm also mum to a little boy called Jacob who sadly passed away when he was 16 months old. Jacob was diagnosed with a life-limiting condition at 14 months, and the condition, mitochondrial disease, had no treatment or cure. We were introduced to the hospice at Milton because it was felt that they could give us some assistance through the very dark days that we had in front of us. We went for a visit and met the team, and straight away I knew that out of this horrible dark place we were in, there was a small shard of light, because there was this amazing group of people who could help us to enjoy our final days with our little boy. Sadly, he passed away when he was 16 months, and we never made it there as a family for a visit. But what we did get to do was to take him there after he died. We brought him to the hospice and he had his own bedroom and he had his own duvet and he had his own toys, and we got to stay in the family accommodation, which meant that we could be with him as much as we wanted to. It also meant that family and friends could come and visit and say goodbye in their own way, and that was a really precious thing. I remember my nephew, who was 8 or 9 at the time, coming to visit Jacob because he felt that he needed to say goodbye. And he asked my mum, was it always this lovely when someone dies? And I think that tells you a story about how amazing they can make the saddest of things. They looked after us beautifully, allowed us to plan his funeral. They allowed us to step back a little bit. I remember someone telling me that it was probably a good idea if I went home for an hour, and things like that that you wouldn't probably have done by yourself. But I'm so glad they did, because when it came to coming home after his funeral, I'd already kind of got to the point where I knew what home was like a little bit without him. We were lucky enough to keep him until his funeral, so we had 10 days. And I always say that Jacob lived for 501 days, but his story was 511, because those 10 days have got really precious memories that were as much a part of his life than when he was breathing. After we had his funeral, it didn't stop there. They did the most incredible things through support of counselling, both on a one-to-one basis and in a group setting as well. We get to go to memory days. And despite what people might think, I still find the hospice the most amazing, beautiful, hopeful of places. It's not a sad place. It's a place full of hope. I don't know where I'd be without them. I don't know where perhaps my family would be without them. And they are so very important, because when you are faced with something that you, this incredible, big, unknown, horrible thing, and you have questions and feelings that you just have got no idea how to deal with them, there's this amazing group of people that just know how to do that and help you in the last part of your child's life, however long that might be. And that's one of the reasons that I support the charity, because palliative care is so important. It's not about giving up, it's about entering a new phase, however long that phase is. And if you have someone like East Anglian Children's Hospices to help you through that journey, then it can make such a difference, and it can make sure that when I look back at Jacob, yeah, I'm sad, and yes, I'll always miss him, but it's just surrounded by hope and amazing people, and I wouldn't have changed, in reality, I wouldn't have changed any of it for the world, because one, it wouldn't have been my little boy, and it's they and him have helped to make me into a different person.